And the Eagles going to beat the Packers 22-10. They're on to the divisional.
Every time we played a really good football team, we weren't up to par to pass the test.
Everybody has got to play their best.
We need to continue to ramp up our sense of urgency.
The 13-time world champion, Green Bay Packers. For the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver.
This is an enormous season for many people, and it's not just for Jordan Love.
I love the guys that we have in the receiving room, but we need a guy that's proven to be one.
Touchdown, Wicks, wide open. It's Green, first down. Dobbs, touchdown Green Bay.
Jordan Love needs to figure out how to be the steady hand for this team.
If they're not better this year, there's going to be a lot of seats warming up.
Is the pass rush and the secondary going to hold up? Maybe you add one to it.
This is a huge, mammoth-sized blockbuster trade. The Dallas Cowboys are trading Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers.
It's once again Parsons.
This is the place where I feel like I can take my next step.
Micah Parsons brings him down.
You add Micah Parsons to this defense, you take a step forward.
Oh, man, winning is everything to me.
Yeah, we're capable of doing some really good things.
It's just going to be about how we play.
We've got to find ways to win those big-time games.
We're ready to retake what's ours.
Yeah, I think it's time that we start competing for championships.
Hey, let me get a Green Bay 3. 1, 2, 3.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch. There were a lot of folks, by the way, who tuned in a little late today.
Not sure why.
But they were all very eager to hear the montage that they missed. So you're welcome from Johnny Montage, Jesse Nelson. We start the 10 o'clock hour with Tausch and Jesse's, and mine occasionally, prize picks of the week.
Prize picks of the week. Good to have this back for the season as well. Real projections from prizepicks.com, the Prize Picks app. Looked these up last night. Want to put some in? You guys tend to offer pretty solid advice when it comes to projections for the Green Bay Packers game. So
hey,
we begin.
Gel.
Yeah.
Yo, gel.
Yeah.
The Dak Prescott 0.5. I'm sure you jumped in on that.
I did.
What I like doing is I like doing them the same day. I don't want to wait, but I had to this week. So I won the Dak 0.5. He crushed that by 187.5 yards. And then I believe CeeDee Lamb crushed his.
Oh, yeah.
So I got two, but I have three more out there that I'm very excited about. So my prize picks is humming, baby. Let's go.
Well, let's see if we like any of these options available this weekend. Jordan Love, more or less than 238.5 passing yards. 238.5. More or less, Tausch?
Less. I think, you know, there's a lot of issues in hand here. And in hand is the key.
In hand, good one.
I don't know what they're going to do. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jason, in your pressers and all the stuff that you've heard. He has still not handed the ball off with that thumb, has he?
So he said that he can, and he said that he will, but then Matt LaFleur said that he hasn't.
Yeah.
So I don't know, Jim.
So then you would think, well, he'll throw it around a lot more. I don't think that's going to be the formula. And when we get to predicting the game, you're going to find that I do not think this is going to be an offensive explosion. I think Green Bay's offense, with all the time missed by a lot of players, I think it's going to be a choppy ride, dog.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a choppy ride. I don't think Jordan's going to have a big day. I think the fact that he's been out, the fact that he is dealing with that thumb, even though it's on the other hand, I just don't think it's going to be Sharp City, USA. So I'm going less.
I'm with Tausch on that one. I agree with Tausch. Where's my sign? Next.
Josh Jacobs.
Here, I got it.
No, I think I got mine too.
Tausch was right.
Yeah, Tausch was right. Was Tausch right?
That's what I have.
Will we be saying Tausch was right on this on Monday? Josh Jacobs, more or less, 72 and a half rushing yards.
I got more. I think he is going to be a bell cow. I think you're going to see a lot of gun duo, a lot of gun run, and that's what JJ loves. That's what he likes doing. And I think they're going to have to lean on him more with some of the injury stuff that they've been dealing with. I think Jacobs, they're not going to have a monster day, but I think he's going to be above 72.
I'm with Tausch again. Tausch was, well, we can't say Tausch was right. I agree with Tausch. Next.
Romeo Doubs, more or less than 38 and a half receiving yards.
That's nothing. And he's going to be your WR1 or WR1B. I got to go more. 38's a nothing burger in this league. I'll say more. I don't feel great about it, though, if I'm being honest. But more.
What? Well, you said it's a nothing burger, and then you say you don't feel great about it. What's the deal, Glockenspiel?
I think it's going to be MGO time. I think we're going to get a magnesium overload. MGO. Matthew Golden Zero. Magnesium overload. That's what I think we're going to have. And I think we all know you got to add a little magnesium to your life. Everybody will say that that's a big deficiency as you get older. For this offense, we've had some magnesium deficiencies. MGO, let's go. I think it's going to be more for him. That's why I'm a little leery on the 38. Yeah. Yeah.
Been saving that one since April, haven't you?
Well, no. I had it MG22. The cat keeps changing his number. So he keeps making me reinvent things, which I'm fine with. I like tinkering.
Unfortunately... magnesium, which is MG. I don't know what the O. I don't know where we're pulling out the O.
Overload
thing.
Overload.
Or the number zero.
Number zero. Yeah, more accurately.
I'm sorry, I can't go Agent Zero. Like, that's lame. I'm not doing that. Magnesium zero. Like, come on.
Unfortunately, magnesium's atomic number is 12, so that won't work either. MGO. Nah, I don't know, Jim. I'm going to take more.
Well, can we admit it's better than sack time?
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Yes, we can.
That's the new standard bearer. Is it better than sack time?
Kind of a jerk queen there, old T.
Now, by the way,
Jason
Sparky.
Was feeling all sensitive. You guys made me, you threw me under the bus with
you
Sparky.
Did,
now we did. We
there.
All didn't say anything.
We all thought the same thing. It was terrible. We loved
it wasn't
Sparky.
His best.
The nickname
it wasn't
was
his best.
Bad.
It wasn't his best.
Okay. I'll take more on Romeo Doubs, too.
I had three more, but we're kind of up against it here. I'll give you the one. I got one more that I like that was my favorite.
Okay.
Brandon McManus and Jake Bates. Those are the kickers. More or less than 50 and a half yards, longest made field goal on
more.
Sunday.
I love that one.
Yeah,
more.
Me
I
too.
Think either could do that. Yeah. I have not looked at the forecast, and they have not put a roof over Lambeau yet, right?
There's no lightning in the forecast.
Could be delayed due to lightning, yeah.
So I think this is going to be a field goal game. Like, it's just that's where I'm feeling. And if that's the case, somebody's going to pop one over 50. Both obviously have the leg to do it.
Partly cloudy.
Okay.
Wind at 9 miles per hour.
That's
61 degrees, your temperature, 61 degrees.
That's like beautiful
yeah,
fall.
Fantastic day.
Yeah, I'm going to have to start going to jeans, though, I think. Probably going to be jean weather.
61 degrees sounds like great kicking weather. So that I will once again agree with Tausch on that. And then let him tell us about his love of Prize Picks.
Well, that's the beauty of this. You have your own sports opinions. You could say, Tausch, you don't know what the heck you're talking about. Jesse, you don't know what you're doing. I like Wildy's picks. That's the beauty of it. And Prize Picks gives you that opportunity to be right and get paid. Prize Picks is simple to play, more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. Get your picks right, you cash in. Prize Picks puts their users first. All withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. They offer Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, quick, easy deposits into your account throughout this football season. They also offer injury reboots. One of your players leaves the game in the first half, doesn't return, Prize Picks won't count it as a loss. Join up today, download the app, and use that code WI. You get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Man, it's good to be right.
And run your game. We get ready for Rob Dabowski to join us in a little while. But next, it's the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Micah Parsons eligible. This is going to be a nightmare. I can tell it already.
Nightmare for offenses. Am I right? We'll do that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. Dancing.
I don't make a lot of decisions around here. I'm not in charge. Jesse would like you to think that he is. But Micah Parsons is not eligible for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week, which it is time now for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week.
Hey there, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey. Okay, campers, rise and shine. It's time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week on Wilde and Tausch.
It is time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week, presented by Steinhoffels. And Mark Tauscher, being the Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week legend that you are.
10 years of this. Can you believe this is our 10th year of Steinhoffeling it?
And he's never lost.
Undefeated.
I'm nine straight years, which is, you know. I mean, I'm on a UCLA John Wooden type run.
You know what it's like?
Which is not easy to do.
It's like all those championships that Trump has won at his golf course.
No, it's nothing like that. I just told you. It's like UCLA. No, it is.
The UConn
women. You
take
your politics elsewhere, Jason.
That was gold. That was gold.
No, you're bringing your politics. We're not bringing our politics. I am talking about UCLA 9 out of 9, and I'm going to get 10 out of 10. And by the way, boys, I hope our crew has enjoyed their time off. We have left them alone. We've given them 8 months off, the analytics firm. And unless you boys are going to pout and cry again, or are you all right with them running the Steinhoffels?
You're right. There's no
program.
Parallels here whatsoever. You're 100% right.
It's either your crew or Up North Joe or Tier 1 Tyler. Who do you want arbitrary
I want them
from
all.
This year?
I want them all. I don't think that.
Why don't you bring? Who's your crew?
Yeah.
Who's your crew?
Yeah, you
Jason?
Bring someone in.
Get snippety
with Dabowski
me.
And Huber. Like, who are you bringing?
Yeah. Definitely not Dabowski.
Yeah, we're too busy. We're too busy.
Right?
I'm just gonna let you keep going. That's fine.
Well, going where? All right, my Steinhoffler. Because I know we're up on the clock a little bit today, and we got Demo coming up. And he wrote that great article outlining the Micah Parsons trade, which was really good to read. Simple game. This is going to be a game of turnovers. This is going to be a game of stopping the run and forcing Jared Goff into one of those Houston Texans-like games from last year. That's what I envision. I think the addition of Parsons and with Gary and all the pass rush that we're hoping to see, I don't think Green Bay is going to do a ton of blitzing. And within that, I think you're going to see a ball hawk emerge. And it's not going to be X. It's going to be the X factor in this game. And he was the, let me check my notes, the 111th pick in last year's draft, in 2 years ago's draft. And a guy that I think is going to take a huge jump this season. And he had a good rookie season. Evan Williams, playmaker extraordinaire. Oh, where's Xavier McKinney? Oh, I'm not throwing there. Whoop! Oh, thank you, Evan Williams. I'm going to take this and take it to the house. That's how I envision this thing going. Evan Williams, my Steinhoffel's sleeper of the week.
It was good.
Jesse, who you got?
I can picture that entire scene. That was very...
Did you see how I did
that?
Oh, my God, where's Xavier? Oh,
Yep, I can see everybody.
Thank you.
Goff, that sounds just like him. Yeah. It was great.
You know what, Jesse? I appreciate you acknowledging that. Jason was stone-faced. I like a little enthusiasm. Thank you for bringing a little enthusiasm.
Luke Musgrave is my pick for our Steinhoffel sleeper of the week. A lot of it, similar to what you just said about Evan Williams. A lot of attention on Tucker Kraft. Nobody's thinking about Luke Musgrave. If he's out there, he gets a touchdown opportunity in a goal line situation. The receiver situation is what it is. Luke Musgrave, I'm going to take a chance on him here as a receiver in this game, coming up with a big play and a score as my sleeper of the week for week one.
The fine folks at Prize Picks have his projection at only 38 and a half yards, which seems to me like a pretty low number that I feel comfortable making Romeo Doubs my Steinhoffel sleeper of the week. Everyone's talking about Matthew Golden and the impact that the rookie first-round pick is going to have. We know that Tucker Kraft is going to get his targets. Romeo Doubs is entering a critical season. He had the two concussions last season. He obviously had the issue at the beginning of the year. I think it was week four. Really important year for him and his future, whether it's with the Packers or elsewhere. I think he gets it off to a really good start in this game on Sunday against the Detroit Lions. Those are our Steinhoffel sleepers of the week. Now it's your turn. Jesse will post those to our social media channels, and you can share your Steinhoffel's sleeper of the week there. Steinhoffel's is extending its Labor Day sale and kicking off the Packers season at the same time. Right now, you'll save 10% off store-wide, plus score a $100 Packers Pro Shop gift card, which you can spend on a number one jersey for Micah Parsons or an MGO zero jersey for Matthew Golden. Or maybe like, you know, a Matt Orzech number 42, even though there's not many 40s on the team. You can spend that $100 Packers Pro Shop gift card when you spend over $1,999 at Steinhoffel's. That is a win-win. Plus, this is your last chance to grab Labor Day savings on the best mattress brands and take advantage of Steinhoffel's 60-month 0% financing. Steinhoffel's is Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader and a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Speaking of the Green Bay Packers, Rob Domofsky, the Packers beat writer for ESPN.com, joins us next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
He covers the Packers for ESPN.com. You see him on Get Up, NFL Live, everywhere and anywhere across ESPN. It is Rob Domofsky on Wildy and Tausch. Rob, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on, guys?
You're going to go to Matt LaFleur in a few minutes. I'm going to continue to do our fine radio program. Not a huge fan of moving these to before practice again. They used to be after, and I like that much better. What's on your agenda for the head coach as you go into this presser?
Well, it was a change. Usually it's after practice. And to be honest with you, this doesn't do us a whole lot of good because we just talked to him about, what, 15 hours ago, and nothing's really changed. So maybe it's by design so he doesn't have to answer the Micah Parsons, how did he get through the week questions. Or maybe they just have meetings and there's nothing, nothing secretive about it, and this is just the way it went. So I think the most important thing we see today is just, you know, after everybody practicing in some capacity yesterday, what happens today?
You were there for Micah Parsons, who had his interview session with us out in the hallway, because his locker is where Kenny Clark's was, and it is on the on the precipice of the shower area in the new locker room, right. I guess. What jumped out at you from our conversation with him?
Yeah. Well, remember, Jason, when he was here for his introductory press conference and he said, I'm going to say some things I probably shouldn't say, but that's who I am. I actually thought he said all the right things yesterday. I mean, he came in and he expressed disdain for a division rival who they opened with. He praised the guy whose job he basically took, Lucas Van Ness, and then talked about how impressed he was with the culture around here on a Tuesday and off day when there were so many guys in the building. So, I mean, those three things are certainly say the right things, and I it felt pretty genuine to me.
So, Rob, we saw Jeff Hafley, and I think Jason earlier in the show said, used the word giddy when discussing Micah and what they could do with him. What were your takeaways from what Hafley had to say about Micah yesterday?
Well, it's funny, Tausch. The day that Micah flew in here, what was that, last Thursday? I was here most of the day doing TV, and I needed to get outside and just get some air before the second wave of stuff with the press conferences and all that.
Humble,
so I walk out of the
nice
building.
Work.
I walk out of the building, just take a lap, do a lap around the outside of the stadium and get some sunshine, and I see Jeff Hafley motoring by in his SUV. I think he was going to the airport to get Micah, and he, through the sunroof, just was waving his hand at me like, hey. So, like, this guy, I think, is, you know, I mean, as any coach would be, he's pretty fired up about it. I mean, if you were handed, not only what maybe is a missing piece, but a missing piece who's one of the best in the league to do it, I think you'd be pretty excited. Now, look. What's going to happen Sunday if he goes out and plays 25 snaps and, you know, maybe has one pressure and no sacks and that's it? People are going to freak out. But this is a move for the long haul, and I don't think Jeff Hafley is going to all of a sudden just scrap everything he had ready for the Lions just because Micah Parsons here. I think this is going to be a gradual process.
So in that same vein, Rob, what do you think? How do you feel, you know, Kenny Clark leaving? Everybody obviously is excited about Micah, but Kenny leaving is a blow. Yeah. And then Slayton gone. Is there, you know, Detroit's coming in here. They're going to try to jam the ball down the Packers' throat. What do you think, how will Green Bay attempt to try and stop the run? And do you think they'll be successful doing it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you mentioned Slayton because that was, you know, I don't want to say it's a bigger loss than Kenny Clark, but T.J. Slayton was a heck of a run stopper, right? And, you know, they didn't re-sign him in free agency. And so now you're down a guy there and now with Kenny. They're banking on some of the less heralded guys to do it. Nazir Stackhouse, the undrafted rookie, you know, I don't know that he's last on the depth chart. He may not be. He may be higher than the last guy on the depth chart because we saw him in training camp do some things. Not granted it wasn't always against the ones, but do some things that the other guys didn't do. So I'm very curious to see how he, you know, plays when it's ones against ones and it's for real. But I think they might have something there. And look, whether it was players or scheme or a combination of both, Jeff Hafley's defense was pretty darn good against the run for most of the year last year. Now, they had their moments at times, and including sometimes in the playoff game. But this was a pretty darn good run defense, maybe for the first time in a long time.
Can you provide a little insight? Because the on the Jordan Love thumb, I think we're all just assuming it's going to be everything's normal. But when Matt LaFleur said he still hasn't handed the ball off with that hand, is that accurate? How concerned are you about that? Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I was going to say, I guess, you know, Josh Jacobs also said that Love's been handing off the alternate way. But when we asked Jordan about it on Wednesday, he's like, no, I'll be able to hand off just fine. which makes me think that maybe the coach is, trying to, I don't want to say downplay, but maybe he's trying to play games with the Lions a little bit or whatever a coach thinks he's doing when he's not completely revealing or truthful. So I'm going to take Jordan at his word on this one and him saying that it's not going to impact him at all, and he has zero concerns about it.
Rob, what are your expectations for this offense? You know, I told Tausch this, you know, Wicks and Reed were giving me a hard time a couple weeks ago for worrying too much about their offense because those two guys had not practiced for multiple weeks, and Jordan's dealing with the thumb. And then I love Jordan Love basically saying, yeah, that's a real concern. You have to be realistic about that. So what are your expectations?
I don't think it's going to be like a well-oiled machine starting at 325 on Sunday. I think there's going to be some growing pains. I do think they have some things going for them, though, that maybe can help offset that. One of them is the fact that Luke Musgrave and Tucker Kraft have been really outstanding all of camp. I mean, something we haven't quite seen both those guys do together at the same time. We know that at times Musgrave has done it, but he's gotten hurt. And obviously Tucker had a great year last year. I don't want to put too much on the first round pick, but man, I mean, he looks pretty good. I say that a little bit sarcastically because he looks unbelievably good. But I'm trying to maybe downplay it a little bit. I don't know that I've ever seen any receiver of any kind come in here and drop absolutely zero balls. The only thing you could even come close to saying that he had a drop was, and it was one of the first couple days of practices, Jordan threw it kind of high and behind him over the middle, and Golden reached back, and he did get a hand on it, popped up in the air, and was picked off. But that was early. I mean, that might have been day one. If it wasn't day one, it was day one, two, or three. And that's the only thing that you can even think about that was a missed opportunity for Golden. Otherwise, he's been absolutely fantastic. I mean, I joked on our WBAY TV show the other night that I have no idea what a first-round pick looks like as a receiver. But if this is what it is, it's worth it, right?
Yeah, he's definitely looked great. You mentioned the tight ends, and I asked Steno about that yesterday, and I enjoyed your transcript of it. I'm curious, what's realistic to expect from Luke Musgrave? Because we have gotten our hopes up before about him.
His rookie training camp, Chase?
Yes.
He was his rookie training camp. It was like, oof, man, this guy is big. Can run, can catch. With him, it's just you're holding your breath a little bit, right? If you're the coaches saying, is he going to stay healthy? Because if he stays healthy, there's no question about his skill. Like, there's no question about his ability. And I'm not comparing him to Marshawn Lloyd because Marshawn Lloyd's had way more injuries than anybody else. But if you're not available and you can't do it, then it doesn't matter how skilled or athletic or talented you are. And Luke maybe he's had some bad luck. I mean, the ankle injury last year, maybe it's just bad luck, and maybe it won't happen again. But, they need him, especially considering what we talked about earlier, where Reed has missed so much time, still dealing with the foot injury, and Wicks has missed a lot of time as well. So they need some guys that they can count on in the interim, and I would think Luke Musgrave right now is in perfect position to do that.
All right, one more so you can get down to the media auditorium and ask questions of Matt LaFleur. I talked briefly with Romeo Doubs yesterday. You obviously have that same experience. It is a challenge.
Yes, it is.
But it is a very critical year for him, right? He had two concussions. We know what happened early in the season. He is in a contract year. What are your expectations for him this season?
Yeah. I would say this, when he's on the field and playing, which is most of the time, other than that one little incident, the guy's pretty reliable. He's probably the guy where you're going to go to on third down more often than anybody else, and he's usually pretty good at it. I don't see how, and this is big picture, I just don't see how they find a way to keep him around after this year. I mean, I just don't think it makes financial sense to do so unless – he's willing to give you a discount and stay here at a lower price. So, it's a contract year for him. It's a decision year for the Packers. And, usually at times those things can go pretty well for the player, right? Like if he's if he realizes the situation, and I'm sure he does, you know, there's a chance he has a really nice year for him. And, you know, that's the way I would look at it right now. And then, you know, come mid-October, if Christian Watson's bat is returning and is ready to play and they've had no other issues at receiver, maybe, just maybe, he's a guy that they shop a little bit.
Right. Well, ask Matt LaFleur about him for me so I can write that today. We appreciate you, Rob. I'll see you over there in a little while.
All right, sounds good. We'll be seeing you guys.
That is Rob Domofsky of ESPN.com. He joins us every Friday right here on Wildy and Tausch, although I don't know what our schedule will be with him next week with a Thursday night game already in week two. That I still, if that was during your playing career, Tausch, would you be glad that you're getting that Thursday night game out of the way early, or would you rather not have it right out of the chute like this?
Well, if you're going to have it, I'd rather do it early in the season when I feel a little fresher. The problem is Green Bay's going to have two of them.
Right.
Don't they play Detroit down there? So
they
it's going to – it stinks. You deal with it. You roll. You don't practice. The plus is you don't practice. You get a little mini bye, but, man, it's super early. And then you get a bye a couple weeks later. So, yeah, I don't think the schedule makers did Green Bay any favors this year.
No, I would agree with that. Much like I would agree with Tausch, that Quick Trip is the place for your coffee, for your ice cream, for your for reals, for pounding your chicken, and everything else.
Indeed. Packer fans, big game coming up on Sunday. And your next Quick Trip run could score you the ultimate win in the Packers fan zone. Cruise into tailgate season in a brand new Chevy Silverado RST, or hit the trails on a new Polaris Sportsman 570. And how about grilling like an MVP with a Pit Boss Ultimate Lift-Off Griddle? Well, for every dollar you spend at Quick Trip with Quick Rewards, you'll earn points to use in the Packers fan zone. No purchase is necessary. You get the full details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. And you know, Jason just mentioned all the different food you can get there, the hot spots. It's beautiful. And right now they got some great deals going on. Nature's Touch ice cream, 1.5 quart, $2.99. White bread, a pound loaf for only 99 cents. Breakfast sausage, $2.49 a package. Apples, oranges, and pears, oh my, 3 for $1.49. Tailgate savings and sweepstakes only at Quick Trip. We'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time. I want you to hear Jeff Hafley after I asked him. He had told us that he had watched every one of Micah Parsons' pressures, which, according to True Media, is 330 over his first four seasons, tied with Max Crosby for the most in the league over that four-year span. And you tell me if this guy's not giddy. We'll listen to that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Time now to hear from a giddy Jeff Hafley, which, I understand. This is, he just got one of the best players in football, so he's going to be giddy. But this was, I thought, very telling. He said early on that after he learned that they were acquiring him, you heard Rob talk about him waving out the window, he started taking notes on all the different things he could do with him. And he filed them away because he can't use them right away because he's got to get up to speed and they don't want to overuse him and all that other stuff. But he's brimming with ideas. And then he talked about everything he saw as he watched these highlights. Here is Jeff Hafley.
Pressures that he's ever had in his NFL career. So, a lot of years. Yeah.
What is that like to watch? You're always watching offensive tape, right? Because you're getting ready for opponents. What was it, just a What was it like to watch him and see all the success that he had?
Fun. I mean, it's like watching a highlight film. I mean, you just turn on his pressure tape, and the guy can win. Here's what's amazing about the guy. The guy can win with speed. The guy can win by going through a tackle. The guy can win coming inside and win fast. The guy's won on guards. He's won on centers. He's won as a stand-up linebacker. So, I mean, just turn on a highlight film and have fun. You should go watch his highlights. I mean, it's the same thing I did, really. So, look, I don't want to get, like, up here overexcited, and you guys are starting to, you know, bring that smile out of my face. I kind of wanted to downplay this thing a little bit. But I'm excited that he's here. I'm excited for our players. I'm excited for our whole team right now. We got a good group of guys. We had a good training camp. We've practiced really well. I think the team has gotten closer. Our staff's gotten closer. I'm excited to watch these guys go play football.
So can I try to drag you down?
So, Tausch, when he says he wanted to downplay this whole thing, by asking him about Kenny Clark.
Oh.
And how much he misses him. And he had a great answer to that, too.
Way to urinate his Cheerios as he's brimming ear to ear.
Well, I was trying to help him. He said we were making him smile. So he said, and then he responds with, yes, please drag me down. And he was great about Kenny. In fact, I was going to screen record what he said and send it to Kenny because I think Kenny would appreciate it. So my question for you, I mean, he is grinning from ear to ear, as you said.
Yeah, he's pretty happy.
He said he wanted to downplay it, and he could not do it. I think that tells you how excited the defensive coordinator is to have this piece.
Well, that's why you trade 2 firsts and Kenny Clark and pay a bunch of money, is because he is, you know, when he's right and everything's rolling, he's unblockable. And you have to put other resources over there, and he understands this better than anybody. That's going to make it a lot easier for everybody else. It's going to make it a lot easier for his defense to create the havoc that he wants. Old boy is a havoc wreaker. That'd be a better nickname, Sparky. Havoc wreaker rather than sack lunch.
I don't know. But it's close.
That's why I think he's as giddy as he is, and he knows it's a new tool in his tool belt to make this defense that much better. What did you tell him about when you watched? Did you say, oh, you should, if you think that's good, you should watch that Hobbs tape from the Arizona game?
I did. So here's the truth. And by the way, I love the fact that you dropped a reference to the obscure movie that Seinfeld and Costanza are talking about going to see. Is that the one where they're deciding between Chunnel and something else and they go to see Sack Lunch, or they're talking about seeing Sack Lunch? I did think of you as he was talking about watching that tape, because I was, and he said a highlight reel, and I did think, well, you should watch the highlight reel of Nate Hobbs being physical against the Arizona Cardinals. All right, we need to get to the 11 o'clock hour, but before we can, Tausch needs to tell us about what AmFam has got going on with the green and gold.
Monday night at Lambeau just even got better. Thanks to American Family Insurance, you can enter the Dream Weekend Sweepstakes for your chance at the ultimate Packers game day experience. One lucky winner will get tickets to the November 10th game, pregame tailgate in Titletown. You get meal, you get games, it's all kinds of fun. And then you also get a signed Jordan Love jersey, a Packer tour, swag, and more. Your dream weekend could be waiting. Don't miss for your chance to enter. No purchase is necessary. You got to enter by the 23rd of October. See official rules and enter at amfam.com/Packers. That's amfam.com/Packers.
Matt LaFleur is at the podium, and per Wes Hodkowitz of Packers.com, Matt LaFleur is anticipating everyone practicing once again today in some capacity. Again, we'll see what that means for what Nate Hobbs is able to do in the opener, and what Jaden Reed is able to do in the opener, and of course what Micah Parsons, if he plays, what he's able to do in the opener. The 11 o'clock hour will open in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.